This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. So many of our real-world activities now live online. But here's one that's still coming into focus on the internet: civil disobedience. In a democratic society, it's supposed to be an integral part of creating change, especially when the powers that be are resistant. We've seen the power of Twitter and Facebook during the Arab Spring and Occupy Wall Street. There's also a hacktivist group Anonymous and the people of WikiLeaks. But is there such a thing as a digital sit-in, an internet traffic-stopping march? Molly Sauter has been taking a hard look at this topic as a Massachusetts Institute of Technology graduate student. She recently wrote an article about new patterns of online civil disobedience for the website io9.com.
Most civil disobedience is done to generate media attention. You break a law in public in order to have people pay attention to the fact that you're getting arrested, that you're going to go to jail, that there's going to be a trial. This is a way of generating media attention around a very specific legal situation. And then the goal is to get that law changed. Ironically, civil disobedience is usually about working within the system to change the system.
You sort of identify three areas in which online civil disobedience is developing: disruption, information distribution, and infrastructure. Tell me about those three different developing areas and how they're working.
So disruption is what it sounds like. It's disrupting the status quo. It's disrupting the normal way things work, doing a website defacement, and to draw attention to that fact.
How about information distribution?
Information distribution is a lot of the stuff we've been seeing really recently, with people coming forward with huge amounts of secret or classified documents, as with the recent NSA leak.
Okay, so talk to me about infrastructure.
The internet is really controlled by corporate structures a lot of the time. And doing things like taking your information out of a social network, or trying to keep social networks or ad networks from tracking your movements online, can be seen very much as being in defiance of this corporate ownership and corporate control. And then it does fit into the civil disobedience umbrella of activist tactics.
Do you get the impression that people understand online civil disobedience as well as they understood physical world disobedience in its day?
I think that a lot of the time people don't understand what the issues are. Online activism doesn't have the tradition of training that on the streets activism tends to have. Street activism has been around long enough that there are norms within the culture. Online activism has really only been around for 20, 25 years, which is not nearly enough time to establish that base of practice. And it's certainly not enough time to train the public in what to expect.
There is an interesting aspect to online civil disobedience and activism in that the sheer reach is really compounded online, right?
One of the major strengths of online activism is that suddenly now activists have the potential to have the reach of, say, a multinational corporation. That doesn't mean that that happens all the time, but the potential is there.
Molly Sauter is a researcher at the Center for Civic Media as part of MIT's Media Lab. Molly, thank you.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.